Handy Mandy in Oz by Ruth Plummy Thompson. Chapter 1. Mandy Leaves the Mountain. What a butter! What a butter! High and clear above the peaks of Mount Mern floated the voice of the goat girl calling the finest, fattest, but most troublesome of her flock. All the other goats were winding obediently down toward the village that perched precariously on the edge of the mountain. But of Whatabutter there was not a single sign nor whisker. "Serves me right for spoiling that contrary creature," panted Mandy, pushing back her thick yellow braids with her second-best hand. "Always wants her own way, that goat, so she does. What a butter! I say, what a butter! Come down here this instant!" But only the tantalizing tinkle of the goat's silver bell came to answer her, for What a Butter was climbing up, not down, and there was nothing for Mandy to do but go after her. Muttering dire threats, which she was much too soft-hearted ever to carry out, the rosy-cheeked mountain lass scrambled over crags and stones, pulling herself up steep precipices, the goat always managing to keep a few jumps ahead, till soon they were almost at the top of the mountain. Here, stopping on a jutting rock to catch her breath and remove the burrs from her stockings, Mandy heard a dreadful roar and felt an ominous rumbling beneath her feet. Whatabutter, on a narrow ledge just above, heard it too, and cocked her head anxiously on one side. Perhaps she had best jump down to Mandy. After all, the great silly girl did feed and pet her, and from the sound of things a storm was brewing. If there was one thing the goat feared more than another, it was a thunderstorm. So, rolling her eyes as innocently as if she had not dragged Mandy all over the mountain, she stretched her nose down toward her weary mistress. "Ba-a-a-a-a-a," bleated Whatabutter affectionately. "Oh, by yourself," fumed Mandy, making an angry snatch for Nanny Goat's beard. "Pets and children are all alike. Never appreciate a body till they have a stomach ache or a thunderstorm is coming. Now then, molass, be quick with you." Holding out her strong arms, Mandy made ready to catch the goat as it jumped off the ledge. But before Whatabutter could stir, there was a perfectly awful crash, an explosion, and up shot the slab of rock on which Mandy was standing. Up, up, and out of sight in time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?